Midnight in the Snow by Karen Swan. Read by Juliet Burton. Prologue. Clover Phillips. Tell me what it was like. Corey Albright.
It was like being inside a washing machine. You're getting thrown about. You don't know which way is up and which is down. The pressure is immense. The wave slams you down and crushes you. Then it sucks you back up again. When the wave is on you, everything's dark. It's like the sky is falling.
How long were you under for?
From the first one? 2 minutes 20? 40?
That's a long time to hold your breath.
We train for it. But it's different when the waves got you and you're being tossed like a rag doll. You're getting grilled. You're not in control of what your body's doing. All the forces are coming from outside your body.
Were you able to orientate yourself?
Not at first. When the wave's on you, it's like an avalanche. Weight, pressure, noise. You have to let it extinguish itself before you can even try to get out. You've got to wait for the trough before the next wave. I had been upside down, but I got myself right, and when I could see the brightness of the sky, I knew I could kick up. But before I could surface, it got dark again. I felt the water sucking back.
How far were you from the surface?
1 meter.
And the second set came? Corey nods. What could you see?
I saw hell. I saw my life being taken from me. I could see the wave coming down. It was like watching a building fall on me. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't get out of the way. I knew I didn't have the breath to stay down for a double.
What's the last thing you remember?
Spreading darkness, and then pressure. The wave crashed down on me and threw me onto the seabed. I was knocked out. Next thing I knew, I was waking up in a hospital bed, a day later, with a broken arm and a TBI.
By TBI, you mean traumatic brain injury? Corey nods. But that isn't the only lasting damage, is it? According to your doctors, you were under the water for 4 minutes 12 seconds before you were rescued. You suffered hypoxic brain injury as well, and as a result of inhaling seawater, you have acute respiratory distress syndrome.
Yeah.
What has been the impact on your family? Corey hides his face in his hands.
They've got it worse than me. I can't provide for them no more. My wife's working 2 jobs, on top of looking after me. My boys don't know what's happened to their dad because they're too young to understand. They can't see my injuries, so they don't know why I can't get on the boards or why I won't go throw a ball with them.
So you lost more than just a world title that day?
I lost the only titles that matter. Father. Husband. I wish I could just go back to that day and do it all different.
But what could you do differently? Corey? Chapter 1. 1 year later. London. April. And the winner is... The lights pooled on the stage, spotlighting the flawless form of the beautiful young actress in the gold lamé dress. Clover Phillips with Pipe Dreams! The room erupted into jubilant applause, and Clover felt Liam's grip tighten around her hand, a rough cheek pressed against her own.
You did it.
We did it, she said generously. Her idea, her graft, her years of research and filming, interviewing, editing, pitching, but his money. And money was king in every industry. The spotlight had found her already, its beams sinking into the thick plush of her emerald velvet tuxedo, as hands of the people sitting all around her reached out for a touch, a stroke, a squeeze as she passed by, as if to absorb.